Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. The race for one of cricket's most valuable franchises is entering the final phase. Diageo, the owner of the Royal Challengers Bengaluru IPL team, has set a mid-March deadline for binding bids. Due diligence by the shortlisted bidders is expected to conclude by March 10th, with final offers to follow shortly thereafter, reports Ashwin Mohan. India's smartphone market is heading into what some are calling a perfect storm. Annual shipments are projected to drop 12 to 15% in 2026 as a global chip shortage, a weakening rupee, and surging component costs bite. Danish Khan reports that Android smartphones are expected to absorb most of the impact, while Apple's iPhone sales are likely to remain resilient with modest mid-single-digit year-on-year growth. A fresh trade flare-up has cast a long shadow on India's solar exports. With US setting preliminary countervailing duties of 126% on solar imports from India for allegedly subsidizing manufacturing, Indian solar stocks were hammered. Shaleen Agrawal reports that Waaree Energies and Premier Energies plunging as much as 15% in intraday trading before trimming losses following clarifications that the levies apply only to India-made cells, not to panels assembled with imported cells. The US decision is likely to disrupt exports in the near term, prompting manufacturers to diversify markets, reports Arunima Bhardwaj. While solar stocks reeled, IT shares staged a recovery today after a day of intense selling. Other Indian exporters, too, are feeling the pressure. Priyansh Verma reports that they are pressing the center to roll back recent incentive cuts, even as government officials describe the move as fiscal rationalization and say a reversal isn't under consideration. Ishan Gera writes that close to a third of the total RODTEP incentives flowed to agriculture and allied sectors in FY23. The government this week said that while RODTEP benefits would be capped at 50% of existing rates across industries, agriculture and allied sectors would be exempt from the curbs. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits Israel to deepen defense and trade ties, the numbers show just how central Tel Aviv has become to India's security. Ishan Gera reports that Israel accounted for nearly half of India's air defense and sensor imports in recent years, and the arms and ammunition trade expanded 33-fold between 2015 and 2024. Capital continues to chase the climate transition. Eversource Capital, an investment platform backed by the Everstone Group, is in talks with investors to raise $700 million for its second fund, aiming to continue backing mid-market green infrastructure and energy transition businesses, reports Suraj Singha Dunjal. And finally, an example of how AI is boosting sales, not disrupting business models. Mariam Faruqui reports that PVR Inox is using AI-driven personalization to boost its food and beverage sales by giving targeted offers to moviegoers. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.